Stephanie D. Moore is such an inspiration. I had a chance to meet with her when we were at an event for another famous celebrity and their foundation. And I recall that we spent a lot of time talking about what she was involved in. And I was so excited about her She's a Boss program. So I hope you take a few moments to listen to her. She epitomizes what we're trying to do here at Rising Tides, where she's helping other young people, specifically young women, really think about and develop their esteem and their power and to be able to drive their results and their growth in the future. I feel so blessed that she's asked me to participate in some of her conversations with these young people when she's had some events here in Atlanta. So we are definitely helping each other. So listen to this. If you have a young lady that's out there or even a young gentleman, please heed a lot of the words that Stephanie shares today because they're very impactful and they're very awesome. So everyone out there, this is Winston. Hope you're doing well. And listen to this podcast from the Rising Tides. Welcome everyone to the Rising Tides Charity Podcast. Today we are going to have a conversation with a friend of ours who has been very helpful and influential in my life personally. She is helping young people, not just in her hometown, but all across the country, with really finding a way to empower and to grow themselves. Stephanie Moore is who we'll be talking to today, and I'll tell you a little bit about the story of how Stephanie and I met. So I went to a Ricky Smiley Foundation event, and Stephanie, this might have been about 3 years ago, and we were there and we were listening to what Ricky Smiley was doing. He was doing some phenomenal things with people in his foundation, and I don't know what happened, but Stephanie, you and I probably talked for a long time. For some reason, I think you and I get a sense that I talked to you more than I talked to anybody else at the conversation. So it was great. And from there, she has invited me to actually share some things at her events for her charity and her organization. And she'll talk a little bit more about that. So Stephanie, welcome to the podcast. Say hello to everyone, and maybe you can share with everyone some of the things that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Winston, for having me. I am totally and completely honored to be asked to share on the show. And hello, everyone. I'm very glad to be here. And most importantly, I'm really glad to talk about the programs that I feel as though were definitely inspired by my faith, by my history, and by my future, by you know, what I hope to be and leave in this world as I leave my fingerprint on this world. So the programs that I have are called She's a Boss. A boss is a beautiful oasis of success, style, and elegance. And the young man's program is called Grindaholics, Young Men on the Rise. They are both leadership and etiquette classes for young people ages 12 to 17. And we have been hosting the classes since 2014, since the fall of 2014. And so definitely birthed as a single parent. I was a single parent of a teenager. So my daughter definitely inspired me to start the programs.
Wow. So you mentioned a word that just really struck me. And so and you used the word fingerprint, that you were helping to find your fingerprint and to make sure your fingerprint was there. So when you think about the young people that you are helping in these organizations, so tell me about some of the ways that you help them to find their own fingerprint.
Well, you know, I'll take this last year, for example. In 2018, we made it a mission to teach the young ladies and the young men about valuing their voice, or rather, using their voice to assert their value and to catapult their vision. And we chose that theme for a number of different reasons. Of course, right now in the United States, our political climate is so dynamic, and the power of using your voice to assert your value to catapult your vision was critical in this space, in this headspace, and it was prevalent in my mind. But, you know, taking that a step further, we have young people that are living in a world that they don't necessarily understand, but they definitely know that they want some things to be different. And I wanted those young people to know that they had the power within them to start change right now. And you'd be surprised at how many young ladies and young men really know that they have the power to change things. You know, we saw the young people in Chicago with gun violence, marching against gun violence. You know, you have young people today that are out, and they're the ones starting the civil rights movement. They're the ones asserting their voice, and they inspire us as adults to do more and to show up more and be more accountable. So I'm excited to work with young people. I think it's one of those purposes that have been placed on my life.
Wow. When you were sharing that, and one of the mantras that we have here in our group is your voice creates worlds. And to hear you talk about helping those young people find their own voice was so impactful to me, and is so impactful to me. The young people that, and you probably use the most politically deft term that I've ever heard by calling it a dynamic environment versus a lot of times what people talk about where a politically charged world is. But I feel the same way that you do, that there are so many young people and people in general who have such an opportunity to establish their voice. I think I shared in the inaugural podcast when we were talking about this, is that our voice really, in the history of our humankind, at least to our own recollection of it, this is the best time, in my opinion, in order to have that voice, you know, or to change that voice if you want to. I think that there's been times in the history of our world when you were born, your path was already laid out. Like you know, before you could speak, you were already within a certain environment, or a certain construct was already placed on you for whatever reason, right? So it could have been economic, it could have been geographical, it could have been racial, it could have been, all of these things were there. And so, and I think you said something else that was also, and you know why I love talking to you, because you always get my mind going. It's just fantastic. You said that, you know, there's an opportunity for young people to really start to think about what their purpose should be. And I guess I've become one of those advocates, Stephanie, where I start to talk about purpose a lot to people when they start to, you know, because people, when they get to a certain age, they just, as you know, when you get to a certain part in life, people start to talk to you about this. They start to try to just put things in like business quantities, or, you know, just like, well, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to do that. And then I always try to stop and say, so what is the purpose? Like, what are we trying to do? Like, what? It really is. You know, Anthony Robbins has this great way of thinking about projects, you know, and the first thing he puts in his project kind of roadmap module is around purpose. Like, you got to find out what the purpose is. So that is really, really awesome. Hey, Stephanie, you mentioned something about, I know you've done it in Atlanta, because I've been privileged to be able to talk at your sessions here in Atlanta. Where else do you take these different sessions? Is it Oklahoma City and Atlanta, or have you been other places? I think you mentioned maybe other places.
Yeah, most definitely. So if the projects or the programs actually originated in Oklahoma City, which is my hometown, that's where I'm from. But we soon realized that other cities, well, really I have friends everywhere, and they were seeing the work that we were doing and started saying, can you come to my city? Can you bring that to my city? And, you know, I had to really think about it because when I started the program, it was actually a 4 to 6 week program. So, you know, students would come every Thursday for 4 weeks, or every Monday for 6 weeks. and we would go over a different topic, you know, every that one night a week, and then they would be able to reflect and come back. But when, you know, my friends asked me to bring it to different cities, I had to really think about how can I implement this in different cities. And so the first, Atlanta was actually the first market that I selected to go to with the class outside of Oklahoma City. And what we chose to do was take what we do normally in 4 to 6 weeks and squeeze it into 4 days. And so it became this rapid-paced conference for young people. And so now we've hosted those classes in Atlanta and in Dallas, in Chicago, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and, you know, we've been invited to Memphis, Tennessee, LA, and also right here where I am right now, Kansas City, Missouri. So those are in our view and on the horizon, but have not been planned as of yet. So, and then I will say this as well. She's a Boss has been, it has grown exponentially, a little bit faster than the Young Man's program. And so with She's a Boss, we have actually created a coloring book, which are daily affirmations for young girls of color. And those coloring books have been in Atlanta public schools. We've taken them to several elementary schools. And then we have also actually shared those coloring books with a school in the Congo. And the school is called, the school is called Malika, and it's for young girls. So we have been blessed to say that She's a Boss is now an international brand.
That is phenomenal. Wow. You know, like I know you were doing things, but once you just went through the litany of those items that you're working on, those different places, I couldn't keep up. That's really amazing. So, you know, and one of the things that's really just on a personal level that's been inspirational is that with Rising Tides, we are, if you, you know, we are going to, you know, graciously copy some of the things that you're doing. So in 2019, we're going to have a retreat where we're going to spend time and walking through people who are creative, helping them to find that voice. And we're going to have some people who are great writers and actors and film people spend a time here on a weekend in Atlanta actually walking through how do you do that. And I have to tell you, Stephanie, you and what you've been doing has been really inspirational to me personally to do that. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
I thank God. I do. I honestly do, because it's been a faith walk. You know, when you decide to follow your heart and your passion and you commit to it, that doesn't mean doors magically open for you. Some doors you have to pry open. Some doors you have to kick open. Some doors you have to, you know, beg for somebody with the key on the other side to let you in. So you never, the path is never the same. It's never the same. The journey is going to be unique. It'll have, you know, really tough moments, and then it'll have those moments that are just amazing, and I just, it seemed like they fell straight from heaven. So, you know, I admire what you're doing, and I love what you're doing. Not to backtrack, but I wrote down something I wanted to say, and well, I have two things. So, one goes back a little in our conversation about using your voice to assert your value.
Yes.
Not using your voice makes a statement as well.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to make sure to say that and to make a point of that. And so that no matter whether you decide to be active or inactive, you are making a statement, and you are making a value statement with that statement. And you're letting people know what you consider, what you feel has value, and what you feel does not have value. Or a place, or what you feel is not, you know, going to get the respect of value. So I just say, you know, it never hurts to take the risk and assert your value. The paycheck is always worth it, yeah. Whatever it costs.
Yes.
So I'll say that, and so I'm going to put a period on that. And then I'm going to fast forward to what you were talking about, your conference and people tapping in. I wanted to say that with creativity, the value of your story so powerful. I think a lot of times we are so creative and we want to tell these really great and amazing stories, but I think that the foundation of our creativity starts with being able to be okay with our own story, whatever that story is, good, bad, indifferent, or ugly, or great. So those are the two statements I wanted to make, you know, in response to some of the things that you said earlier.
I tell you, I always write notes when I'm having these conversations, but I have taken a decent amount based on this conversation today. And one of the things that you said that always, and it was so critical for us, is that when we crafted this organization, we wanted to make sure that our faith was one of the principles of what we were doing. We, you know, I think one of the things I've heard many times is that people these days, and specifically millennials and Generation Z, they are as curious about the paycheck as to the purpose and as to the principles of organizations that exist out there. And it's interesting to me because maybe in my generation we didn't for whatever reason. We were thinking about something else. But it's so great that that is such a key piece. And so in our principles and our... Everywhere you see us, you see that faith is an important thing. And another thing is, you were talking a little bit about your voice. One of the things that I think is so important for people to understand is that the manifestations of your voice is not necessarily the talking voice. It's the many things that you do that can actually show the value, like you were saying. So it can be writing something. It can be artwork. You know, it can be technology. There's so many people, you know, young and not so young, that are creating like technological creative stuff, like apps and other stuff like that. Your voice just means more than just what's coming out of your lungs. It's just so many other amazing things. Stephanie, I'm going to say this publicly, so I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I'm going to ask you is that I would love for us to have another conversation again as you continue to grow your organizations. And I think the people who are listening to this podcast today are going to really love what you had to say, and they're going to want to hear more for you. So I'm going to put you on the spot and say, will you join us again? So.
You know, of course, I'm more than happy to join you again. As I stated in the beginning, and I'll say it again, I'm honored. You know, Winston, you are one of the most intellectual and thought-provoking people I've ever met. You know, you really listen, and not only do you listen, you actually... it's hard for me to articulate, but you have a very unique way of communicating that I respect greatly. And I thank you for being a speaker on the panel every year, no matter when I ask, no matter what I ask you, just how I ask you to serve, you're always available. And so as many consistent yeses as you have given me, I am more than happy to give you a consistent yes always. It goes without asking.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. The last one we had, I actually told someone that I had to reschedule a flight. They wanted me to come somewhere for, you know, like a day-to-day meeting kind of thing. And I said, no, I've got to go and dog at Stephanie's event. Oh. So you're going to have to reschedule your thing. I was like, so.
That is so awesome. Thank you, Winston.
You're welcome. It's been a great conversation. Let's do this. This is so important that people find ways to plug in to what you're doing. So I would love for you to share ways that they can do that, whether it's on social media or the internet or any other way you would like someone to be able to plug in and know and learn more about you and your organizations.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. So you can visit my website, and it's shesaboss.com. And so that's S-H-E-S-A-B-O-S-S-E www.thehistoryofourworld.com, and that will actually take you to my personal website. It'll land you on our She's a Boss page, but it'll take you to my personal website where you can see all of the areas in which I work and serve the community, including Grindaholics. We are also on social media. We're on Facebook, we are on Instagram, and we are on Twitter. We're most active on Facebook. And so, again, you can find that at Cheese Boss, S-H-E-S-A-B-O-S-S-E, or Grindaholics, and that's G-R-I-N-D-A-H-O-L-I-X. Y-M-O-T-R, and that Y-M-O-T-R stands for Young Men on the Rise. Winston, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate it. You know, we need all the help we can get, all the visibility we can get, and just as many people, inspiring young people as possible. You don't have to be a superstar to inspire a young person. All you have to do is have a heart of passion and the desire to be present. You know, you don't have to be a speaker. You can just volunteer. You can come and just be present. Sometimes just having your presence in the room means so much to those young people. So we'd love to have you. I love brand new ideas, brand new thoughts. And so send me your ideas and send me your thoughts. And Winston, again, I appreciate the opportunity.
That is awesome. So everyone that's listening, please, we hope that you connect to Stephanie's websites and social media. She is doing an amazing thing at an amazing time, and it's really giving a lot of great energy and momentum to young people all throughout this land. And it's one of the reasons why we've created this entity in order to work with people like Stephanie to really help find that voice. So Stephanie, it's been a pleasure as always talking to you. You're just amazing. It's so reminiscent of the first time that we talked, where we was like, all right, we know we're here for another reason, but let's just talk about what's going on. And so it's very similar to that. So great to have you on the show. Everyone, thank you so much. Make sure to go to risingtidescharity.org and plug into what we're doing. We've got all of the different ways you can. We've got Twitter, we've got Instagram, we've got Facebook, we've got all of those different places. There are going to be some amazing ways for you to connect with us in 2019 and beyond. You've heard us talk about our weekend retreat that's going to happen in the third quarter of 2019. You've also talked about our future mission trip, where we will be going out and actually sharing with another group of people on another part of this planet how to be creative and how to be a writer, how to be an actor, how to do all these different things. And so we are very excited. So please go to our website, sign up for our newsletter, sign up for our volunteers. We've got some great board members who are really engaged in making sure that our mission is going forward in the future. So thank you all. Again, Stephanie, you are wonderful. We love you. We love what you're doing.
Thank you, Winston. Thank you. Rising tide.
All right, thank you.
We would like to thank you for spending time with us on this message today. You can stay informed about the Rising Tides charity in several ways. You can go to our website at risingtidescharity.org. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @RisingTidesCharity. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RisingTidesCharity. You can also email us if you'd like to join our newsletter, to join our community at info@RisingTidesCharity.org. You can subscribe to us on Podbeam or on iTunes. Please leave us any comments or messages. We'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to continuing to share with you those that are inspiring and using creativity to encourage and serve our community. Everyone, this is Winston, and we'll see you again on our next podcast. We love you all. Take care.